T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. 97.1. Mornings.
Camp Radio.
I want to highlight a very, very amazing nonprofit organization that you could be able to help out with, focused on serving orphans and vulnerable children in Tijuana, Mexico. Such an amazing program that they've developed. It's called createpurpose.org to help out these orphans to learn computer literacy and also to learn how to program.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
And that is so awesome, giving them skills to be able to provide for themselves in the future. I'd like to welcome a good friend of mine from college.
Hermano.
UCR. I went to Cal Poly. We linked up at church. He's an amazing dude. Nick, thank you for being with us, bro.
Thanks for having me, man.
What drove you to create this program? And we'll get into the event that's happening this Friday to celebrate these kids.
Yeah. I've been going down to Baja for the last almost decade and realized that a lot of the service that people were doing, a lot of the things that people were donating and to these orphans was clothes and food and toys, you know, stuff to keep the lights on, but nobody was focused on and what happens after they leave the orphanage.
Right, like long-term.
Developing the kids.
So these kids are behind academically, behaviorally, psychologically. They need the tools, the life skills to be able to thrive when they get out.
It's interesting to see how much have you been able to get in terms of like support from people saying like, hey, this is a great way to help with immigration, where you're talking about educating and giving kids that are coming from at-risk backgrounds just skills so that they can better the communities they're in someday or the community they end up being in someday.
Well, that's the message, right? I think right now what we're doing as a society is really putting band-aids on problems as opposed to addressing the real issue of it, of the lack of education, of the lack of opportunities.
Thank you for doing that, man. To me, it just blew my mind when I was catching up with Nick, and we'll get into the event that he has going on this Friday. It's called the Latin Art Night, which is fundraising to be able to provide these kids more teachers for them to learn and get into this tech program. Right now, you're currently serving 30 children, and with this fundraiser, you want to be able to hire more teachers to serve how many?
The goal is by 2020 to be able to serve 100 children through our tech program.
Wow, that's great.
Imagine that.
There's so much skilled people down in Tijuana already and in Baja. Yeah. Let's use that network to really be able to empower these children.
Thank you, Nick, for this amazing cause that you and your wife have kicked off. It's called @createpurpose on Instagram or the website createpurpose.org. There's an event going down this Friday in honor of El Dia del Niño.
And celebrating El Dia del Niño.
In the Latino culture, the last day of April, you celebrate kids. And a lot of times you take toys to orphanages or so on and so forth. But I love what you're doing, man. It's like you're saying, hey, let's give them skills so that they don't grow dependent on anybody.
That's exactly what it is that we're so used to giving people, children especially in this vulnerable population, a handout.
Yeah.
Let's give them a hand up instead.
Latin Art Night going down here this Friday in Pasadena. Hermanito, you guys are selling tickets. What's going to go on at Latin Art Night?
Yeah, it's this Friday, Latin Art Night, celebrating Dia del Niño in Pasadena at a beautiful estate. We'll have two live bands, the Latin art that's really come from local artists in Los Angeles and in Mexico, down in San Diego, really coming together to support these children. So it's going to be real, just a lot of entertainment, and really excited to meet you guys
there. So is it an art auction as well? Is that what you're saying? Okay, cool.
Yes, we'll be selling art.
That's
and
awesome.
Also art from the children as well.
That's great. Cool.
So visit createpurpose.org if you'd like to purchase a ticket to the Latin Art Night. We're going to purchase some tickets and give a pair to our listeners right now.
Oh, amen.
How so cool. Got you on that, hermanito. So call in, caller 9. You're automatically a winner. You get a pair of tickets to Latin Art Night this Friday in Pasadena for great purpose. Hit us up at 877-971-HITS. We'll also have the info on our Instagram at 971AmpRadio. Nick, I love you, bro.
Love
I appreciate
you,
what you're doing for our community, me being Mexican myself. And, you know, regardless of where you're from, man, you see kids that are in orphanages, you want to help. And I've been out there giving, you know, building homes or giving blankets. But again, the angle you're taking on it, you're giving so much more, bro. It's for them to build a legacy and a future for themselves. And I love that, man. So congrats. And thank you for all the work you and your organization are doing.
Thank you, man.
Monica from Riverside, good morning.
Good morning.
Monica, congratulations. You're caller 9. You won the two tickets.
Yay.
to go to Atlanta Art Night in support of El Dia del Niño and the orphans in Tijuana. The nonprofit organization Create Purpose is built a tech program to help them become computer programmers in the future. So it's absolutely awesome.
That is awesome. So true. I work with at-risk youth here in Riverside. So that's something that's near and dear to my heart. So this is amazing.
Well, thank you for what you do, Monica. I appreciate the love. Hang tight. We'll get you all the details off the air, okay?
Thank you so much.
Awesome, man. There's no greater investment than the investment we make in our youth and our kids, especially our vulnerable kids, man.
Right, it's like a long-term payoff, right?
Yeah.
And that's what we like to say, you know, some of these things that you donate to, that you'll volunteer with kids that are at risk, you have no idea the ripple effect of the impact of that happening, yep. Where one you invest in one child now is at risk. I mean, that the value that they could bring to the world, you have no clue.
Well, think about that. That one child one day is going to have a family, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth, and provide a better future thanks to that one day you support it.
That's right.
Visit createpurpose.org. The info for the event going down this Friday, Pasadena, is also on our Instagram at 971 Amp Radio. Shout out to Jackie Ibarra also helping out organizing this awesome event. Appreciate you guys.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 971 Amp Radio.